Welcome and thank you for joining us on Birth Mother Matters and Adoption with Kelly Rourke Scarry and me, Ron Raines, where we delve into the issues of adoption from every angle of the adoption triad.
Do what's best for your kid and for yourself, because if you can't take care of yourself, you're definitely not going to be able to take care of that kid, and that's not fair.
And I know that my daughter will be well taken care of with them.
Don't have an abortion. Give this child a chance.
All I could think about was needing to save my son.
My name is Kelly Rourke Scarry. I am the Executive Director, President, and Co-Founder of Building Arizona Families Adoption Agency, the Donna K. Evans Foundation, and creator of the You Before Me campaign. I have a bachelor's degree in Family Studies and Human Development and a master's degree in Education with an emphasis in school counseling. I was adopted at the age of 3 days, born to a teen birth mother, raised in a closed adoption, and reunited with my birth mother in 2007. I have worked in the adoption field for over 15 years.
And I'm Ron Raines. I've worked in radio since 1999. I was the co-host of two successful morning shows in Prescott, Arizona. Now I work for my wife, who's an adoption attorney, and I'm able to combine these two great passions and share them on this podcast.
If you enjoy this podcast, make sure to rate and review us on whatever platform you use to listen to us, and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Look for AZ Adopt Podcast. Day of Tears. A recognition of the loss of lives to abortion was approved March 9th by the Alabama Senate, House Joint Resolution 24. It was approved February 11th by the House. Alabama citizens are asked to recognize the Day of Tears on January 22, 2022, in honor and remembrance of the more than 61 million innocents who have died because of abortion. The text of the resolution reads, "Whereas on January 22, 1973, a majority of the members of the United States Supreme Court ruled that access to abortion was a right secured by the Constitution, and whereas, since that fateful day, over 61 million unborn children have perished, amounting to an entire third of generations X through Alpha, now therefore, be it resolved by the legislature of Alabama, both houses thereof concurring, that January 22, 2022 is recognized as a day of tears in Alabama, and citizens of Alabama are encouraged to lower their flags to half-staff to mourn the innocents who lost their lives to abortion." HJR 24 was sent to Governor Kay Ivey for her signature. HJR 24 is an important step in the mission to change our culture to one that embraces life. Thank you to the Alabama legislature for designating a day to remember and mourn those whom we have lost under the guise of choice, said Ann Fitzgerald, Day of Tears executive director, in a statement. Day of Tears is a 501c3 committed to the lives of the preborn. Representative Tommy Haynes, Republican of Bryant, sponsored the bill. Similar resolutions have passed the Arkansas and Mississippi houses and await Senate involvement. The Day of Tears organization also expects other states to propose bills. The U.S. Senate and House introduced resolutions on January 22nd.
So today we're going to be talking about the state of Alabama and the amazing stance they have taken on the preservation of life. As we just heard, the legislature of Alabama, both houses have agreed to recognize that January 22nd, 2022 is recognized as the Day of Tears in Alabama. And citizens of Alabama are encouraged to lower their flags to half staff.
Same thing.
The innocents who lost their lives to abortion. I think that this is such an incredible stance, and it shows me, and I'm sure millions of other people, how much lives are valued and how important every life really and truly is. I think that is what I see as just something so positive is that by recognizing them, again, we're going to bring through that more awareness to the importance of the preservation of life. And I hope that other states will join and, you know, go with this bill as well and become a part of this movement. I think that it's just absolutely incredible. What's your take on it?
I absolutely hope so too. And I would love it if Arizona was one of those states that followed suit and, you know, kind of jumped on this, because it is, it's a powerful message, and it kind of brings a humanity to these lives that have been lost and says, hey, remember, these fetuses aren't, as you say, a glob of cells or whatever people are saying about them. These are human beings, you know, waiting to happen and little deprived ones. Of that. Yeah, little ones, fetus.
I think that, you know, Alabama has really, really paved the way as to being, you know, one of, if not the nation's leading state in their forward thinking. Mm-hmm. When, you know, they've been absolutely the leader in passing laws providing protections for the unborn, you know, including Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, Unborn Child Protection Act from Dismemberment Abortion Act, and the Human Life Protection Act. A life is a life is a life. And we have so many days that we, you know, honor those that we have lost, that I think that including those that have not even had the opportunity to be born is just as important as, you know, memorializing the other lives that have. I mean, this is huge. Mm-hmm. And I hope that this movement and the honoring of this day will be unanimously supported and honored by everybody in the United States.
And I thought it was powerful that it talked about how a third of generations X through, what is it, Alpha, you know, is just not here.
Right. They said over since Roe v. Wade was ruled upon on January 22nd, 1973, 61 million unborn children have perished.
It's heartbreaking.
61 million. That's a country.
Mm-hmm. That's a rather large country.
Again, I think that it is so important for us to see the value in all humanity and become united as a nation and do this together. So I think that this is absolutely incredible. I couldn't be happier. I also am so happy that Alabama, the House of Representatives, has approved a bill that criminalizes doctors who did not provide care to babies still living after an abortion attempt. Mm-hmm. So I think that it is really important because a human is a human is a human again. And I think that we need to remember that and stop the debate over, you know, when do we classify a, you know, and recognize a baby as a human life and really look at it like, it's hard to accept sometimes that it's taking, you know, a House of Representatives to tell us something that we all know in our hearts to be true.
Right. It's instinctive. We all know this.
And, you know, Alabama doesn't allow abortions at or after 22 weeks of pregnancy as measured by the woman's last menstrual period. So I think that as of almost two weeks ago, a week and a half ago, the Arkansas governor, Asia Hutchinson, has signed a new law barring abortions except to save the life of a pregnant woman in a medical emergency. This near total ban on abortion clearly violates the rights spelled out in Roe v. Wade. The ban is not scheduled to go into effect until late this summer, so people in Arkansas can still obtain an abortion. The ACLU and Planned Parenthood are going to challenge this law in court, and depending on how these challenges play out, there's a chance it may never go into effect. So I think that what I'm learning from all of this is that really we're trying to take a stance and stand up for those who can't. We're trying to give a voice to those who either don't have one yet or have been silenced. And I think that is what we as a nation are trying more and more to do. So collectively, I think we all have the same goal in mind. We want people to be heard, especially those who haven't been heard as much or if at all before. Mm-hmm. And we want to give an opportunity to those to be able to be heard who haven't had the chance to experience it. And so again, these laws and this legislature and this push is really, you know, not only going to have a positive effect on saving the lives of babies, but I think saving humanity. I think it's just the beginning.
And one thing I wanted to point out, I think maybe this is a more tactful way to approach this as opposed to trying to change laws as much. And I know we need to do that as well, but maybe what we need to do first is educate the culture and make people understand why these laws are important. And maybe the society will come along with us and realize that you know, 61 million since 1973.
What's fascinating to me is the Guttmacher Institute reported that in the first 2 months of this year, 2021, 384 anti-abortion provisions were introduced in 43 states. The proposals include complete bans on abortion, gestational bans, bans on particular methods, and bans like the Arkansas law limiting abortions to special circumstances. Mm-hmm. At the beginning of the year, 8 abortion restrictions or bans have been enacted in Arkansas, Kansas, Kentucky, Ohio, South Carolina, and South Dakota. Standing ovation to those states.
Good for them.
I think that it is just incredible that we are still, you know, making forward progress again on the preservation of life. I'm so proud of where we are today. And I hope we just keep moving forward.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And, it, you know, there's some days you read something and it just breaks your heart and feels like, oh, 3 steps back, you know. But days like today, like you said, this is, I think, an important and powerful show because we are moving in that direction and hopefully society is moving this way too.
Absolutely. So I think that we're going to see a lot of changes in this upcoming year, especially, you know, they're saying by the end of the summer, they'll know whether or not that law is going to go into effect. And that really goes, as you pointed out before the podcast started to me, very much in sync with what we learned about the financial funding that was accessed by Planned Parenthood.
Right.
And again, it makes you really wonder how all of this is going to come out in the wash, if you will. And I think that, again, what we can do, because this significantly and severely impacts and affects the adoption community. When there is an abortion, there can be no adoption. And so with every abortion that is had, that is one less adoption or baby that can be part of a forever family. And so taking a stand with what you believe in is so important. And for those of us that are a part of the adoption community, understanding the preservation of life and the preservation of adoption, we need to make sure that we stay informed, educated, and aware of what's happening around us.
We have a pregnancy crisis hotline available 24/7 by phone or text at 623-695-4112, or you can reach us on our toll-free number at 1-800-340-9665. We can make an immediate appointment with you to get you to a safe place, provide food and clothing, and help you get started on creating an Arizona adoption plan, or just give you more information. Check out our blogs on our website at azpregnancyhelp.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter by looking for AZ Adopt Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, make sure to rate and review us on whatever platform you use to listen to us. Birth, Mother Matters, and Adoption was written and produced by Kelly Rourke-Scarry and edited by me. Thanks go out to Grapes for letting us use their song I Don't Know as our theme song. Join us next time on Birth, Mother Matters, and Adoption. For Kelly Rourke-Scarry, I'm Ron Raines, and we'll see you then.